C-96. Fiore Residence, Varese, Italy. Alone in his stately home, Timo Fiore sat wrestling with a time-sensitive decision. For years, Timo had been seen by the general public as little more than an unrelatable fat cat, a playboy billionaire who had been born into wealth rather than having earned it. Recent beneficial market fluctuations, allied with some good advice he wisely followed, now placed Timo as the second wealthiest individual in the world by most measures. By other measures, which weighed liquidity over complex stock arrangements, he was comfortably in the lead. Understandably, not everyone held particularly fond opinions of Mr. Fiore. But within communities of space enthusiasts, astronomers, and especially those involved in research relating to the search for extraterrestrial intelligence, Timo had long been held in high regard for his consistent and significant investment in their fields of interest. While other rich individuals had at times funded telescope time for researchers, Timo, now a personal friend of both Billy Kendrick and Dan McCarthy, had built several state-of-the-art observatories around the world, with a particular focus on providing facilities for researchers engaged in SETI, the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. A year earlier, Timo had hit the headlines harder than ever when he put up a $100 million bounty for any government employee willing to leak concrete evidence, which could eventually lead to disclosure. That bounty ended up proving unnecessary and going unclaimed, but since then Timo had stepped forward once more and offered an even more generous reward for the discovery of the elusive fourth and final alien plaque. Despite these highly public actions, Timo knew without doubt that his next space-related move would be by far his biggest yet. His eyes flicked back and forth between a small calendar and a wall-sized television, considering the circled date on the former in relation to the potentially world-changing event being replayed on the latter. After much deliberation, the decision was made. The circled date was too far away. "Alessandro," Timo said, speaking into his phone after calling the main office of the Cavalieri Observatory just a few hundred miles east of his home. "Why are you in the office? Where's Luisa?"
"In bed. Do you know what time it is, Timo?"
Timo chuckled slightly.
"Oh, of course. But you are working hard, I trust. Taking in the news, I imagine."
"I don't know what to make of it," Alessandro Bonucci replied. "Even leaving aside the peculiarity of the location, the size of the blast is remarkable in itself. We see something like this only a few times per century."
"It is a truly remarkable event, for sure, but it is not the reason I am calling at this time of night. Well, it is the reason, but it is not my focus. Do you have any update on my delivery?"
"The delivery?" Alessandro asked, surprised Timo was talking about this when something so much more pressing was going on.
"It's here. It arrived this morning." "Is it finished? Completely?"
"To our exact specification. But why the sudden urgency? We have 8 days until the reveal."
Timo gazed again at his calendar. "That's the reason I ask. I'm moving the announcement forward."
"Why?"
Timo ignored the question. "I need you to contact whoever puts the details together and ask them to get everything ready to do it on Friday."
"Friday? Timo, you do realize that it's Wednesday night?"
Alessandro asked, glancing at the clock in the corner of his computer screen.
"In fact, to be more accurate, we're already into Thursday morning. The media invites went out weeks ago. The turnout will be terrible if we move it forward with so little notice."
"They will come. Don't worry about that."
Alessandro stayed quiet for a few seconds. "Are you talking about moving the announcement forward, or are you talking moving everything forward?"
"And whichever it is,
why?"
"Everything," Timo replied, once again dodging the other question. "I'll see you on Friday," he added with a smile. "In fact, to be more accurate, since we're already into Thursday morning, I suppose I'll see you tomorrow."
Alessandro sighed. "See you then. But I have to ask you one more time.
Why don't you want to make the announcements next week, like we planned all along?
Timo couldn't help but grin slightly at Alessandro's persistence, even though the answer to the question he kept asking wasn't exactly positive.
Well, there must be a good reason. After all, you're the one who picked the original date, and it's only a week away.
There is a good reason, Timo said, relenting at last. After what just happened at Kerguelen, in a week's time, I fear the world will already be a very different place.